A new video reveals that at least one of the terrorists in Paris had sworn allegiance to ISIL. It's a sad confirmation of what many had warned France, but in vain, that their arming and supporting of militants in Syria would create a monster, one which would eventually turn back upon their creators.
Laurent Fabius a dit il y a quelques mois,
France's foreign minister recently admitted that they have been permissive regarding French nationals in the Syrian conflict because it was for a so-called good cause, deposing President Bashar al-Assad. So France has contributed to create this ISIL Frankenstein, and now the Frankenstein has come to Paris.
France could be facing a similar scenario from militant groups based in Africa, as in 2011, France illegally airlifted 60 tons of weapons to anti-Qaddafi forces who have terrorized Libya and Mali ever since. The extent of Amedi Coulibaly's cooperation with ISIL is not yet known, but many believe France's government cannot ignore ISIL any longer.
Il est prouvé. C'est pas la première fois.
These attacks are proof that ISIL has grown into a global threat, and that Iraq and Syria are not the only countries in danger. World leaders know this. Why else were nearly 50 heads of state marching in Paris?
The French-born Coulibaly said his attack was politically motivated and in retribution for the West's military campaigns in Syria and Mali. Until just last year, Coulibaly was in a French jail where he had met one of the Kouachi brothers, the assumed culprits behind the massacre at satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. In the video, Coulibaly says all three coordinated their attacks. France's unequal justice system has already incubated another deadly terrorist, Mohamed Merah, who killed 7 people in 2012. An appalling 70% of France's prisoners are thought to be of Muslim origin and live amid conditions which have been called among the worst in Europe. President François Hollande refuses to work with the Syrian government against ISIL, and Paris also refuses to engage in diplomacy with Damascus. But the recent terrorist attacks may compel France to significantly alter their policies across the region. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.